Ishke Aaron has confirmed that €1 billion given to it in last year's budget forms part of its existing funding plan. In a statement, the water company said it was still seeking extra money for capital investment. The statement was in response to a story in this morning's Irish Times, which reported that following the budget, Ishke Aaron's chair had written to the housing minister querying its funding. As part of that budget, a total of €3 billion for infrastructure spending was announced, with the then finance minister saying it would be ring-fenced and drawn down when required. So was this extra money or not? Well, to try and get to the bottom of it all, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, can we go back to last October? What did the then finance minister, Jack Chambers, say about this money?
Yeah, in his budget speech to the Dáil on October 1st, Finance Minister Jack Chambers said, and I'm quoting, "In terms of addressing water infrastructure, €1 billion will be provided to Irish Water for non-domestic capital investment. This will allow for works to be carried out across the country on capital projects relating to remedial action lists, connections for new housing and addressing urban wastewater pressures." And later that day, Minister O'Brien, who was the then housing minister, also made a statement, and he said, "In addition to the €1.7 billion for Ishke Aaron next year in 2025, we have secured an equity investment of €1 billion for Ishke Aaron to support the delivery of their capital investment plan from 2025 to 2029. And importantly, he sort of stressed the importance of it. He said, "This continued investment in public water services, capital infrastructure, will be vital to support future housing delivery."
Fast forward then to today and this Irish Times report on how Ishke Aaron responded to the announcement. What happened?
So the journalist Jack Horgan-Jones put in a Freedom of Information request to Ishke Aaron, and he obtained a letter which was written by the utilities chairman, Gerry Grant, to Minister Dara O'Brien. And in it, Mr. O'Brien, or Mr. Grant, effectively confirms what the story is. He says that the €1 billion would be used to avoid increased borrowing by Ishke Aaron, and also told the then government that the utility would have to be used some of the money to immediately fill a €300 million funding hole in its budget allocation for 2025. And this is a quote. He says, "As you're aware, the €1 billion did not represent additional funding, but was provided in lieu of a new debt facility from the Department of Finance to Ishke Aaron."
Now, Ishke Aaron, within the past couple of hours, has also issued a statement effectively backing up what was in that letter.
Yeah, and it basically it says that its chairman was writing to the department to try and find out how this funding was going to be accessed. And the statement says, "The department confirmed that the money was to be used towards our pre-existing capital funding requirements from 2025 to 2028, comprising of €700 million for deemed non-domestic capital investment and €300 million for domestic capital investment." And it goes on to state, as you mentioned in your introduction, specifically, "We are seeking a further €1.7 billion to 2029 in ring-fenced funding to build the infrastructure to enable housing and economic growth in key strategic developments."
Mm. There would always, I suppose, Paul, be interest in a story like this, but perhaps that interest is even keener at the moment because it's coming at a time when there's a particular focus on how to speed up house building, with the lack of water provision being central to that story.
Exactly. We know that housing, we hear from everyone in Cabinet, is the number one priority for this government, and therefore any limits to housing construction is a key issue. So we've put in questions into the Department of Housing and others, and we haven't got a reply just yet. In other words, to explain what's happened. To be fair, ministers are in Cabinet as we speak, so that would be one explanation. But the opposition is up in arms because they're effectively, what they're saying is that there's it seems that there's a degree of deception going on in which money was supposed to be allocated for one thing, ended up being spent for another, and no one has explained why.
Paul Cunningham at Leinster House, thank you for that. We can talk now to Labour's Finance and Public Expenditure spokesman Jed Nash. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Rachel.
At the time of the budget, I seem to recall that there was a general welcome for this money. So does anything we've learnt today change that?
It does. Well, what it changes, or what it confirms for me, is the suspicion that I have had for several months now, is that this is in fact not the new money as it was represented by the then Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, when he announced an additional €1 billion from the sale of AIP shares. A great fanfare on Budget Day for additional investment for Irish Water. I've been pursuing this and trying to follow this money for several months now. And to say that the responses I've been getting by way of parliamentary question have been unsatisfactory is to be quite diplomatic, quite frankly. Rachel, this government is it's simply all over the place on housing. It can't get the basics right. We spent much of the last couple of weeks, the political system, you know, convulsed and distracted by the idea of a large salary for a so-called housing czar. And in fact, what's the point in appointing a housing czar to run a housing activation office if you can't get the basics right? And the basics involve providing sufficient resources to our infrastructure companies like Irish Water to link in new housing developments to critical water supply.
But it's still, I mean, does it matter what this money is called or how it's framed? It's still a substantial investment coming from the part sale of the government's shareholding in AIB.
This money was misrepresented. The now Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, who was the Minister for Finance on Budget Day on the 1st of October last year, made it very clear that this was additional resources for Irish Water. And he's quoted himself as saying specifically that this is for connection for new housing. Ishka Aaron take issue with that, and I take issue with that. And it's interesting that not only last November, when this initial letter was written by the chair of an important semi-state utility to the Department of Housing, where they clear that they were concerned about what this money in fact represented, but today they're in fact doubling down on this. So there are a number of questions here, I think, Rachel, for government, for Minister Chambers in particular. Minister Chambers himself, I think, needs to be very clear. He needs to correct the record in relation to the intention of this particular resource. He needs as well to be very clear on the additional €2 billion that was made available, arising from the sale of AIB shares, for example, the electricity grid. What's the status of this money? Has this money been provided to the relevant bodies to allow the electricity grid to be upgraded? And as well, he needs to make it clear that the additional monies that Ishka Aaron do require, $1.7 billion between now and 2029, will be made available. We're 6 months into this new administration, and this government hasn't yet been prepared to tell us either how they intend to allocate the €14.1 billion of additional Apple tax money, the Apple money windfall, as it relates to the development of critical infrastructure in this country, infrastructure we really badly need and on which they've underperformed in terms of delivery.
Does all of this underline the need for the proposed Housing Activation Office in that one of its jobs will be to tackle challenges like a shortage of water infrastructure?
Well, there's very little point in creating a new office or an extra layer of bureaucracy, if you want to call it a housing czar, housing activation office, whatever the point, whatever the description would be, if that particular office doesn't have executive powers. And I thought all along that this particular new appointment really represents another layer of bureaucracy and an exercise in the avoidance of accountability.
Well, as you know, the way the government presents it is that it's supposed to cut through the bureaucracy rather than adding it.
Well, there's very little point actually in asking somebody to cut through bureaucracy if you can't get the basics right. And the basics involve actually funding Irish Water and Airgrid and ESB to make sure that the critical infrastructure is available to allow us to develop the homes we need in the first place. I mean, what we're seeing here is another sleight of hand before the general election in November. You'll recall that the government, in my view, deliberately misled the Irish people ahead of the election, claiming that 40,000 new homes
were built. Again, as now, you know, they would say that they were going on, I think, was it two different reports which said that 40,000 was possible?
Well, I think they've presented that in a way that best serves their own arguments. And of course, those targets themselves are extremely modest. And in fact, there's no way that Ishka Aaron will be enabled to develop the kind of infrastructure we need, or indeed Airgrid or ESB to allow the homes that we require in this country, if the kinds of resources that Irish Water, Airgrid and ESB need to develop homes isn't in fact granted. So we can't take a government that's so unserious about infrastructure development, serious about housing, if this is the way they're going to behave, and if they're going to involve themselves in these kinds of three-card tricks ahead of an election.
Ishka Aaron said a month ago that the housing targets in the new programme for government would present challenges. So are we really looking here at a broader story? The water company wants more money and it's doing everything it can to lobby for it.
Well, this is they're doing their job properly. And when the chair of an important infrastructure commercial, you know, utility, accuses the government of passive indifference towards the challenges that we as a society are facing, then we all need to take notice. This is a bigger story than simply Uisce Éireann requiring additional resources. Every state body and every government department will do that. We have a bizarre situation in this country that our key state water utility publishes a five-yearly plan of strategic investment in our water infrastructure, but actually has to engage, like every other agency and every other government department, in an annual bidding war against, for example, the Department of Education, against health and so on, for finite resources to allow them to develop the homes that they need. And remember, we have a creaking water infrastructure system anyway. And if we're going to get anywhere near meeting the very modest targets this government has, this utility made it very clear that they need an additional 1.7 billion euros to be awarded, you know, to it, to allow it to do the critical work that needs to be done to ensure that housing developments are linked into critical water infrastructure. I know in my own region the system is under pressure. I know the system is under pressure as well from the point of view of electricity connections. And we are not serious about industrial development, and we're not serious about housing if we do not get this right. And it is hard to take this government seriously in that regard.
Jed Nash of the Labour Party, thank you very much for joining us. And as Paul Cunningham was saying to us a few moments ago, we've yet to hear from the government on this. So hopefully something will be forthcoming later on in the day.